First reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 5, 16 to 20. But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. We join together now to sing. Is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 17 to 22 and 28 to 30. And carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but 'This man said, I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
The gospel writer says, "I was merely deceiving myself and attempting to, well, deceive Jesus. They say I didn't care about the poor, but only cared about the money, for we all want the money." So Judas, the great deceiver, can we be even more honest about the rest of us? Not only did I betray Jesus, but last night around these tables, all of us with one voice pledged our loyalty to Jesus. "I'll drink to Jesus. I'll drink to your way. I'll follow you." But when the soldiers came, the going got tough. And all the disciples fled. All fled. They fled to the darkness. This day, it is revealed to us who we really are. We are all in the company of self-deceivers. On this, the somber day of the church's year, we are confronted with the story of Jesus' arrest, trial, and bloody crucifixion. Here on the cross, with hands stretched out towards us, is the Son of God. This is what God looks like. Suffering, forgiving, sacrificial love. And here's what we look like. Gathered around the foot of the cross, murderers. We marched up to Calvary, motivated by high ideals, biblical slogans, noble sentiments, and then we marched back again. This Friday, having put to death the Savior of the world. On this Friday, we are confronted with the unfathomable love of God. But we also are confronted by the betrayal of Jesus' friends. This day, Jesus falls into the hands of terrible persecutors, but he was delivered there by his own disciples. Everyone looks at me, Judas. I am depicted as the one who sold out Jesus. Sure, I took the money, but I was not the only betrayer. All the disciples fled when the going got tough. Yet I stand for everyone. I stand as an image, as a warning of how far astray we can go. I was with Jesus at the first. Sure, I intended to follow him faithfully. Yet I betrayed Jesus. My story reminds us all that it's all too possible to become terribly self-deceived. Good Friday is a day for honesty. Today we are confronted with the facts. Today we see the depths to which we as followers of Jesus can sink. The cross becomes today for us a mirror. We look into this mirror and we see reflected there an honest portrayal of who we are within each of us, if we're honest. We see a bit of Judas who gets in the way, deceives, stands from a distance. This might be hard for us to admit because we live in a therapeutic world in which we're encouraged to be good to ourselves and be honestly re-examine ourselves. And from time to time we talk about deceiving others, but sometimes there's the denial right in ourselves. The events of this day, this Friday, are hard to be honestly approached. But we've heard the voices, crucify him, crucify him. And they're our voices. For we cried those words. We said that we wanted to hear the truth. But you know, we can't handle the truth. We said that we wanted to be close to God. And we desired love. And it ended on the cross. This is the truth. As the writer of 1 John in the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Hey, I make no mistake. I sold out Jesus. I betrayed him. Guilty. There's no deception. I stand here condemned. But what about the rest of so-called Jesus followers? What about those who said, I don't sin. I never do that. I could never run away from Jesus. Each one of us. Yet here's the good news. Here's what makes Good Friday good. So filled with bad news. Temples burning to the ground. People's lives at risk. For here is the good news. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. I, Judas, stand here with outstretched arms saying, I have failed. I've betrayed. I've turned away. I've sold my soul for Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And I've said, I'm sorry. The blood we helped so cruelly draw this day is blood that brings life, heals, cleanses, forgives, brings hope. We, the self-deceptive, murderously self-deceptive ones, shouted, crucify him. He looked down in agony from the cross, and before breathing his last, he said, God, forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. And then he said, it is accomplished.
Are ignored. Christ, have mercy. We pray for families whose loved ones die young and the fullness of old age goes unrealized. For lives of sorrow, loneliness, grief and pain. Christ, have mercy. We pray for communities torn apart by poverty, tragedy and terror. For situations where it seems that death and despair have had the final say and all hope is gone. Christ, have mercy. Give us courage on this dark day, O God, that we might be willing to stand with you and affirm our baptism. When we feel forsaken, that all traces of love and justice have disappeared, when all signs of your presence go unseen and all proof of life is vanished, give us courage to still offer our soul, our life, our all. Amen.